share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. In his press conference yesterday, the 28th of January, Defense Minister, Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaqub, said that condominium managements are allowed to demand tenants, specifically foreign tenants, to undergo COVID-19 swab tests and provide them with the results before letting them into their homes. The minister added that even though there's no specific policy regarding this from the National Security Council, MKN, they will not be stopping the management from conducting swab tests to ensure the safety of residents in the area. This announcement was met by criticism from Malaysians and politicians. Segambit MP Hannah Yeo said in a tweet that Ismail Sabri had failed to refer to scientific methods when implementing new policies. Jeremnya, when will this minister use science to govern well? COVID has no discrimination, homeowners versus tenants, Malaysians versus foreigners, citizens versus ministers. Do not make announcements like this that will burden many tenants. Lumbah Pantai MP, Fahmi Fadzil, tweeted that due to the high cost of COVID-19 tests, how can the B40 community afford to pay for their houses? He also requested the government to analyze this rule again or it will burden the underprivileged. Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri retaliated by saying closed housing, condominium, apartment areas are private areas where management can make rules within their areas. In fact, they can make rules restricting visitors, for example in Sarawak, outsiders are not allowed to visit longhouses. He added that therefore, to ensure the safety of their residents, if the management makes a rule that foreign tenants need to conduct a screening, then that is their right. Namun Bagi YB Hannah Yo Dan YB Fahmi Fadzil, Mereka Ini Merupakan Pawang Warga Asing. Bagi Mereka KOS Yang Ditongging Ole Warga Asing Untuk Seringan COVID-19 Labi Berharga Dari Nyawa Rakyat Malaysia. Mungkin Mereka Ini Wakil Rakyat Warga Asing, Bukan Rakyat Malaysia. Ismail Sabri at Ismail Sabri 60, January 29, 2021. However, for YB Hannah Yo and YB Fahmi Fadzil, they're the defenders for the foreigners. For them, the cost borne by the foreigners to get tested for COVID-19 is more valuable than the lives of Malaysians. They're probably the people's representative for foreigners, not Malaysians. Hannah Yo has since called out the minister for his low-class statements. She also said she's the defender for those who contributed to the development of Malaysia. Those who clean the roads, those who take care of small children, those who build our houses. There are many Malaysians who also work in foreign countries. Fahmi Fadzil, on the other hand, agreed with Hannah Yo and brought up that he never brought up the issue of foreigners, instead all he said was about the B40 community who might suffer. Let us know what you think about this. Also read, Ismail Sabri slammed for saying condo managements can demand for tenants to undergo COVID-19 tests. Source, Signer Harian. Source, The Sun Daily. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.